Welcome to the Happy Workaholic Podcast. I'm your host, Kellyanne Gorman. Over the past 20 years, I've worked in beauty, luxury, corporate, and service-driven industries. I created the opportunity in these careers and in my own businesses that allowed me to travel the world, experience once-in-a-lifetime events, and build brands while providing my expertise to clients all around the globe. Life is short, and when you're given a second chance, you better believe I'm going to take it, celebrate it, and share it with you. This show is intended to elevate your mind, upgrade your business, enhance your life, and become part of a positive and uplifting community. If you are ready to take your business and life to that next level you deserve to be at, this is the show for you. Inspiration, motivation, and determination are what got me to where I am today. Tune in every week to hear from myself, other entrepreneurs, professional patients, small business owners, and fellow podcasters who will be featured on the show. I'm here to remind you to work hard, share your story, follow your dreams, and never, ever give up. Thanks for taking the time to subscribe to the Happy Workaholic Podcast. Today's episode starts now. Hello, hello, and welcome back to a brand new episode. Today we are diving into chapter 3 of my brand new book, Everything is Messy. This title is called Enjoy the Little Things. Now, you are probably listening to this Wednesday when this show gets released or sometime later this week, and I'm actually recording this today is Friday, October 23rd, and it is almost 11 o'clock at night. And I kind of just got a little sugar rush from my rainbow sherbet that I bought. I was testing it out for tomorrow because I have a really crazy and intense dental surgery happening. And it's very difficult for me to sleep the night before. So I just took something to hopefully knock me out and stay in my system for the next 12 hours. And it's ironic that I am actually recording for this chapter called Enjoy the Little Things because that's all I've been doing all day today. I suffer from crazy anxiety and PTSD just from everything I've gone through. And when it's surgery time, I kind of freak out. So I basically made myself sick this week. It was insane. And I'm feeling a lot better. I'm just like ready for this surgery to be over with. And for somebody that talks for a living and I'm not going to be able to talk for a couple weeks, hopefully just 1 week, it's kind of like insane. So earlier this week, what I did was buy all the foods and liquids, and I literally just had to blend my delicious homemade chicken soup I made. I had to blend it. I'm like, I might as well just have went out and bought baby food because it literally looks the same. So right now, I just wanted to remind you guys that, you know, life is short and we take so much for granted every day. And I feel like it's only when something happens that we have to sit back and realize, I wish I did this, or I wish I did that, or I wish I didn't, you know, talk this way or make this move or whatever the case may be. I feel like it's when something traumatic happens. And throughout this process of reading this book over and over again, I'm like, God, life is just so short. And I'm so glad that I wrote this because I really want to help as many people as I possibly can. And I start off the chapter by saying, life is hard, really effing hard. As I sit here writing this book for you, I realize truly how grateful I am to have this life and to share these lessons and recipes with you. I've had more than a handful of moments in my life where it was a life or death situation, holding my breath, saying a prayer, and hoping for the best. It was those times when I came out of them that really made me realize that it was time to stop sweating the small stuff and start enjoying the little things. And ironically, again, like I'm going to cry like reading this because that's how I feel going into surgeries, and thank God I have therapy. And it's just crazy when something traumatic happens in your life, how little things can affect you and how little things like really stand out. So for example, this morning I was making my iced coffee and I just thought to myself, like, I really do need to appreciate this delicious iced coffee. I take them for granted every single morning. And this morning was the last time I could have ice cubes. This morning was the last time I could use a straw. And that's literally the most annoying thing about the surgery is I can't use a straw. If any of you are iced coffee drinkers, like, we drink with straws. We don't, like, put our mouth in the mason jar. That's just weird. I don't know. Maybe it's an East Coast thing, but that's the thing I'm most annoyed about.
The other thing is my Halloween costume had to be rearranged, and I'll have my mask on, which is now part of my costume. But the fact that I'll have a mask on anyway, it's perfect. So I'm just enjoying these little moments of rest. You know, I wrote this book really fast. I worked my butt off during the pandemic. I've gone through a lot of things throughout the pandemic, as everybody else has. And I just haven't rested. And I think it's because I was afraid. And I mean, I know it was. And I'm like petrified of dying. And that's something that I'm working through. But I'm just going to be completely honest with you. I mean, you're going to read it in my book if you buy my book. But I share what I'm going through to help people. And I've been doing this since day one of the show. And I talk a lot about other personal things in the book that I've never mentioned anywhere else. So, you know, I was like crying when I was writing this book, because it was such a healing process for me, such a healing journey. And I know when I feel like that I'm doing something right. I'm doing something for more people to better themselves, to help them in any situation. And you're not going to be reading about this like traumatic story I already went through. If you want to hear that, it's on this show. But I wanted a happy, positive book. That's why I included all my vegan recipes and all of that. I actually have my hand on the book. This is the very first copy, which it's finally sinking in. But yesterday I finally started reading it again, and I'm like, this is so weird. Like, I just wrote a book. Like, it's just so crazy. So I'm enjoying this. So what I ask of you is that you just, you know, sit down and journal. If you want some journal prompts, I mentioned them in last week's episode, and they're pretty good. I use them all the time. I use versions of them for my clients, and that's for writing their intro and outro and all their content for their podcast, for their scripts that I write. But the versions that I did for last week's episode are journal prompts. And this week, I want you to just really realize like the little things and how much they truly matter. For example, when I get up and I post all these things on my Instagram stories, when I wake up super early, like 4:30, 5 o'clock, I am my most productive at that time. I know it's crazy. Half my friends are like, you're insane. I'm like, I get so much stuff done. I wake up, I have my lavender light on, my pink Himalayan salt lamp, my diffuser going, my incense going. Like, I have to create this whole vibe, right? Especially if I'm writing. And then slowly, and my desk is facing outside, so slowly as the fog is, you know, clearing out of the skies, the sun is coming up, the hummingbirds are going by, and it's silent. It's really insane. Like, how much I appreciate that, where I never would have even heard those things before because my mind is so busy or I'm doing a million things. And right now you can probably hear these birds. I mean, it's 11 o'clock at night and I don't know what this noise is, but I'm pretty sure it's birds. They're in the tree and they make this weird noise at night. It's like a clicking noise. Can't hear it right now, but you can probably hear the cars going by and it's literally silent outside. And I'm just never up at this time working. I'm usually, you know, watching Netflix or whatever. But I needed to record this episode for you so that you have one to listen to while I am lying down. So what I'm going to be enjoying is the time that I actually get to rest and heal. I've created a life and opportunities for myself that I'm able to do that. I don't know what I would do if I didn't have this life, because this surgery is a bit intense. And I don't know what employer would give me time off, you know, if I was working from home where I'm not able to talk. So, I mean, it's just crazy how everything works out, right? I know I'm not alone when I say this. So I invite you to write down a couple things, like the smallest things, and just like really start appreciating them. Like the smallest things, like the fact that I got to drink from a straw for the last time in a while this morning. I was like, this will be the slowest ingested iced coffee I ever have. I even had 1.5 because I just didn't want it to end. And the fact that I get to pack my bag and not bring like an abundance of things to the doctor's office tomorrow. Because before, I used to have a chemo bag and I used to have two of them. And then I would have my will out and like all this crazy stuff. But it's kind of like a full circle moment for me right now, because I packed my bag and all it was my purse, a Gatorade, a water, and everything warm. I don't even think I'm going to be able to drink anything, but just in case, I always have to prepare. Like, that's my life as a personal assistant. I always had to be on my toes and be prepared. So when it comes to something medical, you need to do the same. And I've just been, I'm like a well-oiled machine in this department. So I even have like my little room service tray ready in my room. So I have my Downy de-wrinkle spray. I have my peppermint and lavender spray bottles, and I spray them on my sheets. They smell amazing when I get into them. And that's where I'm going to be for the next couple of weeks, relaxing and healing. And I don't know. It's just so crazy. This surgery was supposed to happen a really long time ago, over a year, and now it's finally happening. So I'm excited to move forward, but thank God we wear masks right now, because at least I can cover my face and nobody will think twice, because I'm not sure how swollen and bruised I'm going to be. I hear it's intense. But I'm going to think on the positive side and just know that every little thing counts. Every little noise I hear outside, I'm grateful. Oh, here's that bird. I am grateful that I can hear them, that I can actually hear these noises, because for a long time I couldn't hear out of my left ear. I was half deaf, and now I'm not, which is also weird. I was allergic to peanuts for like 15 years of my life, and now I'm not. So when I eat peanut butter, I do enjoy it, and it's just like peanut butter, you know? It's a crazy little things. But when you go through something traumatic and you go through a crazy life experience, especially going through this pandemic, like, we made it out. I mean, I know the numbers are rising, but like, we made it through. Like, pat yourself on the back. Like, you should be proud of yourself. You should be proud of your family, your friends. We survived this traumatic pandemic. And I know we're going to go through waves. You know, I was talking to my friend today. I'm like, you know, everybody's getting allergy, you know, it's allergy season and colds and everybody's sniffling. But as soon as you cough, people are going to think you have COVID. As soon as you're sick, people are going to think you have COVID. So that's going to be like the new fear that everybody has. Like, as soon as you're not feeling good, oh my God, I have COVID. But you can't think like that. And I mean, I'm saying this out loud because I thought I had it. Like, I mean, I for sure had it Super Bowl weekend, like absolutely for sure had it, because I was just on my deathbed. And the last time I felt like that, and I was in bed for 13 or 14 days, and I moved in the middle of it, and I don't even know how I did. It was like literally a blur. But my roommates did not get it, which is crazy how this has all happened. And I think it was in the States in December now, they say. So I don't know. The last time I was that sick was when I was doing chemo. Like, I think the third or fourth round is when I started getting really, really sick, and I couldn't leave bed like ever. And that's how I felt. And sometimes a little bit worse, because it was in my chest like so bad. I literally could barely breathe, and I never went to the hospital. So who knows? But I had every single symptom, which is crazy. So I just want to wrap up today's episode by saying, you know, take a moment to reflect like what's been going on in your life, especially like this week, over the weekend, like things that you took for granted. Don't do that anymore, because life is so short, and it's literally the little things that you really need to appreciate. For example, my pencils. I'm obsessed with my pencils from Blackwing. And if you follow me on social media, then you know exactly what I'm talking about. And I wrote my entire book in them. They're pencils. I have this obsession with pencils, and it's not just me, because they have an insane cult following. And now I know why, because the lead is so smooth. They have an incredible rectangular eraser. You can push them out so that they last forever. They have these gold and black matte caps that are insane. I have one for each. I'm staring right at them. And if you are a lucky one that pre-ordered, you might just be getting a few in your VIP gift box. I'm just saying. So that is all I have for you guys today. I just wanted to make a very short and sweet episode before I couldn't record an episode for you, and really just, you know, make you think about a lot of things that are going on in your life, and that it's now time to just sit back and really think about like what it is you want for the new year. Like, how do you want to show up? What kind of person do you want to be? What kind of business do you want to have? What kind of family do you need to have? Like, all these little things, just write it down, manifest it, visualize it, make it happen. But in the meantime, enjoy the little things. So I'm signing off because I can feel this anxiety pill I just popped kicking in. I needed something in my system for tomorrow. CBD just doesn't cut it. And that's all I have for you. So I hope that you're having a wonderful week. And if you have yet to order Everything is Messy, it is available on Amazon. By the time the show airs, you might be seeing it on Target, Walmart, Barnes & Noble, Library of Congress has it. Where else? Apple Books, and a few others. I enabled distribution Wednesday. Nope, that's a lie. I enabled distribution Thursday at 222, and that is available for 40,000 retailers, which is pretty insane. Oh, and lastly, one quick thing. If you follow me on Instagram stories, I actually have shifted my content over to TikTok. I'm doing a lot of productivity and business tips, life hacks, some funny videos sprinkled throughout. I actually have about 40 videos sitting in my phone. I had to batch record my content just in case I couldn't film like over 2 weeks. So I have a ton of videos I'm going to be pushing out. But I filmed a lot of videos for self-publishing and podcasting tips and just all my favorite apps that help me run my business on the go, a lot of my recipes, you know, basically everything I do. So if we're not connected on TikTok, come follow me over there. And if you are finding my show from Amazon, come on over and say hello. On all my social media, you can find me at The Happy Workaholic. I hope you guys have a wonderful rest of the week, and I will talk to you soon. Your time is so valuable, and I really appreciate you carving out a little piece of your day to listen to today's episode. If you liked this one, please share it with someone who you feel needs to hear this message. And don't forget to tag me at The Happy Workaholic on Facebook and Instagram so I can feature you on my stories. Listening on Apple Podcasts, I would love it if you would leave me a review on today's show. Your input means so much and also helps me create more of the content you'll love. Want to continue today's conversation? You can join us in the Happy Workaholic Network Facebook group. Simply answer the questions and you're in. For more information on myself and to get the latest in business, LinkedIn, organizing, and podcasting news, sign up to receive my weekly newsletter at thehappyworkaholic.com. I hope that your day continues to be happy, healthy, positive, and productive, and I'll talk to you again soon.